Hey, St. Louis, this is Adam Wainwright.
Hey, Cardinals fans, this is Matt Carpenter.
STLSportsPage.com.
STLSportsPage.com.
Welcome to Cardinal Rewind here on STLSportsPage.com. Rob Raines with you from Busch Stadium alongside Mike Reeves, MLB Network Radio. As always, coming to you after the Cardinals game here at Busch Stadium, wrapping up the series against the Brewers, wrapping up the homestand. And even though, Mike, it ended on a disappointing note with a 2-1 loss, overall, you got to be positive about the way things are going with this ball club.
Yeah, if you can't be positive now, then you don't have a positive bone in your body, because a lot of good things are going on. The pitching that we've talked about, that youth, the young guns, some people are calling them, they're all stepping up and they look like they're as good as advertised. You're getting that. They didn't score today. They had some pretty good at-bats, didn't score much, scored one run. But the offense has been a whole lot better lately, a lot more. I would call it that situational hitting, doing some things, two-strike approach, all the things that you hear so much about. That's been going well. There's no doubt the bullpen's better. The feel, the vibe. Rob, I asked Miles Michaelis about it Saturday night after the game. I don't know what a vibe is, and I don't know what chemistry is, but it's one of those things that when something's going the right way, you could just feel it. He kind of said the same thing, and there's a different feel. There's a different way this team is going about things. I don't know what the rest of the season brings, but right now it's the most positive point it's been all season long by a very, very long shot.
You don't know what it is, but you know it when you see it, right?
Exactly. You hear that description sometimes, and that's the only way that you can go about it. And it's the youthful exuberance, I'm sure that's a part of it. Yes, they've won games while playing well. If you're playing 500 and you're doing some of the things individually these guys are doing, you don't notice as much. But you've run off 8 in a row. You've run off 10 of 11, now 10 of 12. You're back in the playoff picture. You've got a lot of things to play for over the last 6 weeks. And I still say, regardless of how this season plays out, what a great experience all these young players are getting. If it results in October baseball, great. If it doesn't, 2019 looks really bright too. So either way, I just love what they've done with the roster. I'm thrilled to see these young guys getting an opportunity. And hopefully they play well the last 6 weeks, and let's see where it leads them.
A lot of people giving credit, of course, to Mike Schilt, the new Cardinal manager, who's got the off of this great start. They're 14-4 in August now. All four losses coming in one-run games. Win 3 of 4 against Washington, 2 of 3 against Milwaukee on this homestand. They keep doing that the rest of the season. They are going to be right in the race. And I know a lot of things have happened to kind of put the team in this position. The managerial change was one of them. Obviously, Harrison Bader coming in and getting more of a chance to play on a regular basis after Dexter Fowler gets hurt. Obviously, the reworked bullpen. And now we're going to see another move with Daniel Ponce de Leon moving into the starting rotation on Tuesday night in Los Angeles, taking Luke Weaver's place, so he'll go to the bullpen. So you've got a lot of kids in that rotation. The only one now that's been in that rotation all year is Miles Michaelis.
And I was just, as I said, talking to him Saturday, he's 29, and he keeps bringing up all these young guys and what they're. I'm like, you're 29. I mean, he's not a grizzled vet by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, he took the 3 years over in Japan, so his major league career is really very limited if you look at it that way. And yet he's the old guy. He's the veteran. And I think we can see this move with Weaver coming over the last couple of weeks. We kept talking over and over. Start after start, well, this is a big start for him moving forward for his future. Well, here's another. And he would tease us with a few good ones and then have one that's not so good. I don't have any issues with this. He can still be a valuable asset to the ball club in a different role. I was kind of thinking Dakota Hudson might get that chance to move into the rotation, but I do know they've shortened him down a little bit, maybe a little bit of concern about stretching him back out and going that direction. So interested to see what Ponce de Leon can do. We saw him in one start where he was just absolutely magnificent.
His only start.
One start, and you go no hit through six. So let's see what he can bring. I'm confident in any of the young arms that go to the mound. I don't care what role they go out there in. If they're starters, great. If they're coming in for middle relief, great. If they're closing at the end, I don't care. I've got a lot of confidence in a lot of young guys.
So going into Los Angeles, Dodger Stadium on Monday night, Austin Gomber, Daniel Ponce de Leon on Tuesday, Jack Flaherty on Wednesday, three rookie starters in that ballpark against the Dodgers. For two of them, Ponce de Leon and Flaherty, a chance to go back home to Southern California. I asked Ponce about if he'd ever been to Dodger Stadium for a performance. He said no, that he'd never pitched there. He did go there when he was a kid and watched Mark McGwire take batting practice and hit some long fly balls in that ballpark. He's more of an Angels guy because he was lived at that part of the Southern California metro area. Jack Flaherty, on the other hand, has pitched in Dodger Stadium before, high school game for the Southern California State Championship when he was in high school. So that's I know both of them but really looking forward to that experience. And there may be some more help coming on the way. Carlos Martinez, Yairo Munoz both played in Springfield today, as did Adam Wainwright, but he's a little farther behind those two guys. Those two guys scheduled to be reexamined by the Cardinals medical staff on Monday. If they get cleared, they should join the team in Los Angeles on Tuesday. Martinez, of course, will be pitching out of the bullpen. And what has turned out to be a strength of this team ever since they made that bullpen makeover could get even better with Carlos Martinez out there.
I love the possibilities of him out of the pen. I love what he could bring. I'm going back to his first year when he was used out of the pen. And I know there's some concern, or at least it's been voiced to me. Some people say, wait, his worst inning all year has been the first inning. It's been the worst. And when you're a relief pitcher, you can't come in and have a bad first inning, because that's oftentimes you're coming into a tie game or a one-run lead or a tight game. It's a different preparation, too, though. It's as a starter, I think sometimes in the first inning, he owned up to it at times, not just with the injury. He didn't always come out and just let it all loose in that first inning or two. He had a long day, hopefully, ahead. And I don't think it was just injury. I know after he came back from injury, he really pulled it back the one day. When he can just go out and say, here it is, I'm going one or two innings a day, maybe one, he can be scary with the stuff he has. And who knows that maybe he's not the kind of guy that can be really good out of the bullpen. I'm not saying, okay, Carlos Martinez becomes a bullpen relief pitcher the rest of his career. That's not where I'm going. But for the rest of 2018, I'm good with that. And if it even meant he had to do it some in 2019, if all the young pitchers were as good as we think they're going to be, I'm okay with that too. Whatever it makes this team better, and I hope he's the same mentally, that he understands where it is that he seems to be. He seems to be on board with what they're doing with him.
Focus seems to always be the key word that we talk about with Carlos Martinez, and maybe if he knows he's only going out there and pitching for one inning, it might change the things a little bit. So, obviously, the Cardinals this week on the road, three games in Los Angeles, a day off on Thursday, then three games in Colorado. Both key series that, they're not necessarily chasing the Dodgers, of course, in the Western Division or the Rockies, but they are, competing with them for the wild card. The Cubs lost today to the Pirates on a walk-off home run by Adam Frazier. So, this next 6 weeks of baseball here could be pretty exciting.
I love coming to the ballpark, and I couldn't say that all of this year or parts of last year. And it is that the players themselves and the way they relate to us in the media. I won't lie to you, it makes a difference whenever the guys are receptive to talking to you and they'll share things. And all these guys have seemed to do that. There's some veteran guys that do that as well, but it's odd to say that the kids could be the leaders, but I remember Jack Flaherty about 2 weeks ago saying, it's time to quit thinking of us as rookies and as kids. It's time for us to start doing the job, and we have to do our job because that's what we've been asked to do now. And if this team's going to make a run, yeah, the Matt Carpenters and Yadier Molinas of the roster, yeah, they've got to be a huge part of it. But they're only going to go to the playoffs if these young kids continue to do what they're doing and can do it over a six-week time frame, taking us into late September. I'm looking forward to it now, and I can't tell you I was looking forward to that part of the year about a month ago, and I am right now.
I do have a little concern about the top of the lineup with Matt Carpenter and Yadier Molina. They're playing every day. Molina, of course, now with a career-high 27 consecutive starts, two away from not the Cardinal team record, but in kind of recent times. Ted Simmons started 29 consecutive games in 1979, so no indication that he's coming out of the lineup. Carpenter as well, but both of them have struggled offensively. The last six games, they combined 3 of 43, and all three of those didn't get out of the infield. So we'll see how that happens. I think they're still going to be in the lineup, though. And I think Colton Wong will be back in the lineup on Monday night, maybe Jose Martinez as well. So then of course, coming September, you'll get a lot of roster help with the expanded roster. So it'll be exciting. Mike Reeves will have all the audio for you. I'll have all the game stories. Check it all out here on STLSportsPage.com.